Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I have some new acquisitions to share with you this evening, as well as some angelic songs. But to get us started, last week NBC aired a special called 50 Years of Late Night. A significant portion of that show was devoted to Johnny Carson, and in fact it was last week on October 1st in 1962 that Ed McMahon introduced Johnny Carson as the new host of NBC's Tonight Show for the first time. Johnny Carson hosted the Tonight Show for nearly three decades. So in commemoration of the Tonight Show, here are some Tonight songs, starting off with Miff Mole's Molars.
Look y'all folks, you know there's a hot time? Where's that hot time, that boy? Why, there's a hot time in the old town tonight.
Thank you. tonight you belong to me. Down by the stream, how sweet it will seem once more to dream in the moonlight. Though with the dawn I know you'll be gone, tonight you belong.
Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, and Tonight You Belong to Me, from 1926. The vocalist was Franklin Bauer, Franklin with a Y, and Bauer, B-A-U-R. Tenor Franklin Bauer was born in Brooklyn around 1904. He was a church and concert singer and joined the Shannon Four in 1923. Later that same year, he made the first of his solo recordings for the Victor Talking Machine Company. He recorded for a variety of labels under a number of pseudonyms, including Irving Post, George Bronson, Sidney Mitchell, Joseph Elliott, Charles Dale, and Ben Litchfield. He was the featured male soloist on the weekly coast-to-coast radio program The Voice of Firestone from its debut on December 3, 1928, until May 26, 1930. After a recital at New York's Town Hall on December 4, 1933, received mixed reviews, he retired from his singing career, still in his 20s. Franklin Bauer died on February 24, 1950, in the same house in which he was born. And we started the show with Miff Mole's Molars, Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax, Dick McDonough on banjo and guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Ray Baduke on drums, and A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, written by Paul Mertz and recorded March 7, 1927. Continuing tonight's Tonight set of songs, here's George E. Lee and his orchestra.
I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you just 1 hour. If I could be with you. Thank you. you to know I love you so. Go any place you want me to go. If I could be with you an hour tonight, I wouldn't do a thing that wouldn't be right. I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you just 1 hour. If I could be with you.
Tomorrow night, you're going away. There's nothing I can do. Tomorrow night, I can make you stay after telling me you're through. Tomorrow night, somebody new, leaving me skies of blue. Next day will be a blue one for me. Telling you through, you go through life having your fun. I'll be the lonely one, babe. I'll be so lonely tomorrow night. You go away thinking what you've done right. I'll still be there, left all alone, after tomorrow night.
Clarence Williams and his orchestra, with Clarence Williams himself on the vocal, and After Tonight from September 1st, 1933. And before Clarence Williams, it was George E. Lee and his orchestra, and one of only six sides he recorded, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, recorded by Brunswick in Kansas City on November 6th, 1929. George E. Lee was one of Benny Moten's chief rivals in the Kansas City area. George was the vocalist on If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, and in addition to directing and vocalizing, George E. Lee could also play piano and tenor and baritone saxophones. some Tonight songs to commemorate Johnny Carson's debut on The Tonight Show on October 1st, 1962. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with some finds right after this. I'm a member of a number of vintage music and recorded sound organizations, including CAPS, C-A-P-S, which stands for the California Antique Phonograph Society. Each August in Buena Park, the Society holds their annual phonograph show and sale, which includes not only phonographs, but also cylinders, records, sheet music, parts, and so on. Here are a few of the 78s I picked up at this year's show.
Thank you.
From the original Victor 78 with a vocal by Art Jarrett, Ted Weems and his orchestra, and Here We Are, written by Gus Kahn and Harry Warren. Here We Are is the B-side to the original issue of Piccolo Pete. And before Here We Are, from the original Brunswick 78, recorded in New York in September of 1921, Selvin's Orchestra and One Kiss, written by Earl Burtnett and Gus Kahn.
Thank you.
From the original Victor 78, we just heard Saxonola, written by Clyde Dewar, with Clyde on the saxophone solo. Clyde Dewar was born on June 24, 1893, and grew up in Coldwater, Michigan. He studied violin when he was 8 years old, but also took up the saxophone in high school after seeing a saxophone artist in a local minstrel show. He received his Bachelor of Music from King Conservatory in San Jose, California, where he trained as a concert violinist. He played saxophone in a group at Tekau's Tavern in San Francisco, and in 1919 he was invited to play in Art Hickman's band, where he and Bert Ralton formed the first saxophone section in a dance band. He moved to New York in 1921 and helped popularize the saxophone through records, radio, and public performances. He led the Club Royal Orchestra, with which he recorded a couple of dozen sides for Victor. He also recorded under his own name as Clyde Dewar and his orchestra, and Clyde Dewar's Saxophone Orchestra for a number of labels including Cameo, Lincoln, Romeo, and Edison. In the 1930s, he worked as a musician, taught saxophone, and went to chiropractic school. In 1943, he returned to California and worked for Schlage Lock Company, worked as a precision grinding inspector, and sold real estate. Clyde Dewar died on August 2, 1973. And before Saxonola, it was Only You from the musical comedy I'll Say She Is, the International Novelty Orchestra with the vocal by Louis James. Louis James also sang with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, the Vagabonds, Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra, the Virginians, Joseph C. Smith's Orchestra, Paul Whiteman, Waring's Pennsylvanians, and Ben Selvin. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with some angelic songs right after this. October 7th in 1939, Kate Hopkins' Angel of Mercy was heard for the first time on CBS radio. Tom Hopkins, Kate's husband, was played by Clayton Bud Collier, who would go on to be host of the game show Beat the Clock. The 15-minute radio drama was written by Chester McCracken and Gertrude Berg. In the 1940s and 50s, Gertrude Berg was writer and Emmy Award-winning actress on The Goldbergs, a popular radio and TV series. The announcer for the 4-year run of Angel of Mercy was Ralph Edwards, who would later host This Is Your Life. Kate Hopkins' Angel of Mercy was sponsored by Maxwell House Coffee. So, in commemoration of Kate Hopkins' Angel of Mercy, here are some songs about angels, starting off with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Day before you spread your wings and fly away. Good night, angel, until we meet again here in heaven, and may your dreams be just as sweet as you are. Good night, angel, good night.
Some angelic songs on rapidly rotating records to commemorate the CBS radio show Kate Hopkins' Angel of Mercy. We just heard from Dick Robertson and his orchestra with Jack Teagarden on trombone and Dick Robertson doing the vocal on Good Night, Angel, from February 28, 1938. That was preceded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and My Angel from April 21, 1928. Bix recorded 116 issued sides with Paul Whiteman in 1928, as well as 15 with Frankie Trumbauer, and 8 with his own Bix Beiderbecke and his gang. The vocal on My Angel was by the trio of Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Al Rinker. Well, Kate Hopkins may have been an angel of mercy, but here's Mae West, and by her own admission, she's no angel.
Come on, let me cling on to you like a vine. Make that low-down music trickle up your spine. Baby, I can warm you with this love of mine. I'm no angel. Oh, let me feel your fingers running through my hair. I can give you kisses till you walk on air. Love me, honey, love me till I just don't care. I'm no angel. I'll take your blues, stomp down your troubles, fuck you with a steady roll. Here's your connection, take my affection. You're mine away, no hope. Oh, let me have you now before the night is gone. Come on, flag this joint so we can carry on. I can make it a heaven while the shades are drawn. I'm no angel. Like a midnight breeze. Don't care how you do it, babe, just so you please. Take my kisses till your weary heart's at ease. I'm no angel. Oh, let me feel your fingers running through my hair. I can give you kisses till you walk on air. Love me, honey, love me till I just don't care. I'm no angel. I'll take your blues, stomp down your troubles, rock you with a steady roll. Here's your connection, take my affection. Your mind away, so no. Oh, let me have you now before the night is gone. Come on, flag this joint so we can carry on. I can make it heaven while the shades are drawn. I'm no angel, believe me.
Climbing up the ladder of love to find the one who waits.
Got a date with an angel, got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, now I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me. So
I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. Now I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at seven. Got a date with an angel. Now I'm on my way to heaven.
Al Kemp and his orchestra in 1934 with Skinny Innes taking the vocal on Got a Date with an Angel. That was preceded in this angelic set of songs by Mae West and I'm No Angel from the 1933 Paramount picture of the same name. Mae West wrote the screenplay for I'm No Angel, in which she plays Tira, a circus sideshow performer turned lion tamer, and in which she used no stunt double, sticking her own head in a lion's mouth, much to the chagrin of Paramount executives. In 1934, Mae West was one of the most popular stars in the country and earned more money than any woman in America. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with Ben Pollack right after this. Last week, on October 1st in 1928, Ben Pollack and his orchestra recorded Forever for Victor. So here is that 83-year-old record and a couple of other Forever songs.
Beautiful words we spoke. beautiful vows. Who broke them? Wasn't it you who made us part, breaking my heart forever?
should the morning find you gone, why can I keep you here forever and not just till dawn? Why should the sun replace the moonlight? Why must the starlight leave the sky? Why can't this night go on forever for just you and I?
Some forever songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra on October 1st, 1928, and Forever. In the band, Jack Teagarden on trombone, and Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto and baritone sax. Having heard him at the beginning of the show, I hope you recognize the vocalist on Forever as... That's right, Franklin Bauer. Forever was followed by Glenn Miller and his orchestra from October 9, 1939, and Faithful Forever from Gulliver's Travels, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. The vocalist on Faithful Forever was Ralph Eberle. And much as I'd like this night to go on forever, we close this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Why Can't This Night Go On Forever? Isham Jones and his orchestra with Frank Hazard performing the vocal on December 16, 1932. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records from the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. This is Glenn Robison, and as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.